Are you ready? That's right. Let me tell you a secret. This is a major confession before the High Holy Days. I failed shofar class. I know. You see, when you graduate rabbinical school, you're required to go through a series of nusach tests, a series of liturgical tests. Can you lead shacharit? Check. Can you lead musaf? Check. And we would literally sit in front of our deans and sing. Well, I waited until the last day of my last year of rabbinical school, and I thought that maybe if I called my dean up on the phone, the answering machine would pick up, but it didn't. And so with hand shaking, I picked up that ram's horn, and I attempted a few meager blows, and my dean started to laugh. And mercifully, she stopped me in the middle of my embarrassment and said, "Thank goodness there's more to being a rabbi than blowing the shofar." And as you can see, thank goodness, even without passing the shofar test, I still passed rabbinical school. But in any case, because of my deficiency, there's something about hearing that shofar for the first time during the month of Elul that reminds me, it's time. Are you ready? That question, are you ready? It's one I'm asked on a daily basis during this month prior to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. To help prepare for the holidays, hundreds of rabbis and cantors and students come together on an annual basis for what's known as the Board of Rabbis High Holy Day Workshop. Yes, even after years of experiencing Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we still need a workshop. We study and we pray and immerse ourselves in the theme of the holidays, all in hopes of providing you with timely and relevant and spiritual sermons. But it's our engagement with these holidays that occur long before September 4th and September 5th. On the actual days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, I'm often asked, "Rabbi, with all of the page calling you do and all of the honors and the details of the day, when do you find time to pray?" And I usually respond, "Well, I've been praying for the last 6 weeks. My preparing is my praying." And although I answer that question with a bit of hesitation, I'm realizing that I think the answer is true for all of us. When we start preparing ourselves to answer that question, "Are you ready?" then we know the High Holy Day season has begun. But what kicks us into high gear? Every morning during the month of Elul, starting this past Wednesday, we're required to sound that shofar. And in the same vein, we would hear a siren or an alarm clock alerting us that something is about to change, that some transition is about to take place. For one full month, we listen to those blasts. Rabbi Andrea Weiss teaches us that the month of Elul serves as a reflection between the suns. She suggests that this month is a bridge between summer and fall, between long sunny days and crisp afternoons filled with color and wind, between who we are and who we want to be, between regret and repentance, guilt, and renewal. Between the frustration of accepted patterns and the promise to change. Right now. Right now, in the middle of August, where the high holy days might not even be on the cusp of our minds, it's now when we are meant to ready ourselves for the change we want to see in our lives. So how do we do it? How do we begin our preparation? The other holidays are obvious. For Pesach, what do? We cook and clean for weeks. For Sukkot, the day after Yom Kippur, we're immediately building our sukkah. But for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's different. We shape our hearts. Rabbi Israel Salanter, the founder of the 19th century Musar movement, the way he prepared, he kept entirely silent for this 40-day period. He explained that in doing so, he was able to keep himself from outside distractions and concentrate on the inner repair of his soul. Well, when I read this, I thought, I don't think that's going to work for most Jews today. Keeping silent is not our forte. But perhaps we can learn something deeper from his actions. The Kutzker Rebbe teaches that God can hear the cry of a sorrow even when that cry is not uttered. Over this next month, the question is not whether or not we'll fix every problem in our lives. And I don't suggest you start, because that would be impossible. Another problem will immediately take place of the one you're trying to fix. But what we can do is acknowledge the question, can you hear? Can you feel the sorrows of your heart? What aches inside? Which relationship in your life causes you the most pain? Which act over the past year continues to make you cringe? If we are able to acknowledge just 1 ounce of our sorrow, it means that our preparing, that our repairing, that our praying has begun. If we begin to prepare in that way, then we know the shofar is doing its job. Finally, our emotions are being stirred out of complacency. We read Psalm 27 every day this month. Listen, Adonai, when I cry aloud. Have mercy on me. Answer me. Seek my face, my heart repents. Your face, O God, do I seek. God, show me your way and lead me on a level path. Look to God for hope. Be strong and of good courage. Look to God for faith. We prepare for the most intense time period of the Jewish calendar by acknowledging our cries. Rabbi Nachman of Bratslav teaches us about the silent scream, the one that escapes from deep within our soul, sometimes without even making a sound. Like any holiday, I expect our behavior will be similar. We'll rush right as soon as Erev Rosh Hashanah comes forward to make dinner. We'll buy new clothes for the new year. We'll send Rosh Hashanah greetings. will taste apples and honey for a sweet new year. But right now, God asks us not to rush around with those details. Instead, we are asked to prepare, to look deep within our hearts and find those shattered pieces, and listen carefully for the cries that wish to be acknowledged, the cries that wish to be heard. Prepare your heart. And when you start that process, when you acknowledge the ache within, it's then when we are ready, when our new year has begun. Shabbat Shalom.